Yeah, as you've heard, my name is Shirawa Maina, and I'm from Drexel University, and this is joint work with my advisor, John McLaren Walsh. And the title of our work is Log Spectral Enhancement Using Speaker-Dependent Priors for Speaker Verification. And the aim of this work, the key idea behind it, is how we can use certain Bayesian parameter estimation techniques to improve the robustness of speaker verification systems to noise and mismatch. And here, why we want to use Bayesian techniques is that the Bayesian approaches allow us to use to have a principled way of accounting for parameter uncertainty in our estimation task. And you know, like every most pattern recognition systems, there is a key component involves extracting key parameters of interest from your raw signal. In this case, when we have speech which is corrupted by noise, and we want to extract features of interest that we'll use in our pattern classification algorithm, the noise makes our parameter estimates erroneous in some case. And depending on the severity of the noise, you know, that also governs how much of an effect you have on the parameter estimates. Now, if we can elegantly put in Bayesian estimates, we can probably, you know, enhance our speaker verification system. And here we'll consider there are two main causes of performance degradation: noise, which I've already discussed, and mismatch. Because, you know, in speaker verification systems, we need models to model our speaker distributions. And depending on the acoustic environment in which you obtain the training data, this may not be the same environment in which you're using the system. And this results in mismatch and hence performance degradation. And to further capture what we're trying to do here, the aim of our work, as the title suggests, we are using speaker-dependent priors in the log spectral domain. And the key idea here is that we want to link two systems which we feel are closely matched: that speech enhancement system and the recognition system. The intuition behind it is that if you're doing speech enhancement and you're enhancing features and you have speaker-dependent priors, the intuition is that if you have a better idea of who is speaking and you have good priors in that domain, then you can do a better job of enhancing. And with your enhanced signal, you can do a better job of recognition. So there's an interplay between these two systems. And what we do here is we capture this interplay as message passing along nodes in a graphical model. So there'll be message passing, and this will fall out in our formulation. So just a brief outline of what the rest of the talk will be like. I'll just briefly go over a little bit of verification for any members of the audience who may need it, and then go into Bayesian inference, and then further into into variational Bayesian inference, which is the framework we work in. And then I'll discuss our model, and then go into the experimental results. So here in verification, the task is, you know, you're given an utterance and a claimed identity, and the task is, it's a hypothesis test. Given the speech segment X, is the speech from speaker S or not? So this is a hypothesis test, as I've said, and what we do is we have two models. We model our target speakers using speaker-specific GMMs, and then we can use a universal background model to test the alternate hypothesis. And this is the, you know, usually the baseline system, UBM, GMM systems, which, you know, they're the starting point in most verification systems. There are advances, but this is the most basic. And this is where we'll try our framework of enhancement in the log spectral domain to see if we can have improvements. So, you know, so the classification, deciding on which hypothesis is, you compute a score, which is just a log likelihood ratio, and then, you know, based on a threshold, decide which hypothesis is correct. And here, you know, we can plot as our performance metrics, we can plot debt curves and also compute equilateral rates, you know, to determine the trade-off between misdetection and false alarms. So that's just a speaker verification part, just a little bit of Bayesian inference. So we can say that there are two main approaches to parameter estimation. You can go the maximum likelihood route or the Bayesian inference route. Here we say if you have data X represented in this figure by X, there's a generative model governed by a parameter theta. Now, in the maximum likelihood paradigm, we assume that this parameter is an unknown constant, and then the quantity of interest is the likelihood, and then we can estimate theta based on the maximum likelihood criterion. In the Bayesian paradigm, on the other hand, we assume that theta is a random variable governed by a prior, and this is where the robustness to parameter uncertainty comes in. The fact that we have a prior over the parameter of interest, and then the key quantity in this case is the posterior, which is proportional there to, is given there as a is proportional to the product of the likelihood and the prior, and then the issue is how we obtain our estimates. We obtain Bayesian estimators that minimize expected costs. And for instance, if we have the if the cost is a squared norm of the difference there between this expression here, if it's the difference between the estimate and the true value, it's well known that this Bayesian estimator is a minimum mean square estimator, is just the posterior mean. Now, this is easy to write, but what happens is that in most practical cases, and even in the one we consider here, it's almost impossible to perform this integral. So now what do we do? The problem lies in the intractability. If the problem lies in the intractability of the posterior, then we can apply approximate Bayesian techniques. And for instance, here we can use VB, or variational Bayes, where we approximate our true posterior by one that's constrained to be tractable. Now, we need a metric. We are mapping between two families, an intractable family and a tractable family of distributions. And we need a metric so that we know what's the closest approximation to the true posterior in this tractable family. And we measure, we obtain the approximation that minimizes the KL divergence between our approximation and the true distribution. Now, in cases where our parameter set theta consists of a number of parameters, in this case, M parameters, we can ensure tractability by assuming that the posterior factorizes as shown in this expression 1. So now the question, the VB boils down to estimating computing the forms of this approximate posterior, each of the factors, and then updating their sufficient statistics. Now it can be shown that there is an expression for the approximate forms of the distributions, and this we computed by taking an expectation with respect to the logarithm of the joint distribution between our observations and the parameters of interest. So now that, let's get back to our speaker verification context, and in particular let's discuss the modeling, the probabilistic model. So here what we're working in the log spectral domain, and what we assume is that our signal y of t, the observed signal, is corrupted by additive noise, And if we take the DFT, we can compute the log spectrum as shown by taking the logarithm of the square of this DFT. And then we can it can be shown that there is a nice approximate relationship between the log spectrum of the observed signal, the clean log spectrum, and the log spectrum of the noise. Now this captures our likelihood. You'll recall in the Bayesian paradigm we have the likelihood and the prior. So this is our likelihood. Now we need to write out what is our joint distribution, how does it factor? Because this will help us when we come to compute the approximate distribution, because as you'll recall, the expression for each of the optimum factors depends on an expectation with respect to an expectation of the logarithm of the joint distribution. So this is how the joint distribution in this context factorizes. We have our observed log spectrum, the clean log spectrum. This is a variable which I'll explain later that we introduce for analytical tractability. It's like an indicator variable, and the noise. So here you have the likelihood term, and the prior over the speech, clean speech log spectrum, we assume that it is speaker dependent. And so what happens is, we assume it's a speaker-dependent UBM. So in a speaker ID context, this would mean that we learn models for each speaker in a speaker ID context. But in a verification context, what we do is we approximate that. That would be the ideal scenario. In this verification context, we assume that we can model the library of speakers as just the target speaker and the UBM. So this what happens is that the library is dynamic. For each utterance that you're testing, you have a new library. And we what I said is that this indicator variable tells you who's speaking, or in other words, whether it's a target or UBM, and which mixture component is active. So this just shows you the forms of the factors that we compute, and we can see that they're well-known forms. And the VB algorithm boils down to initializing the sufficient statistics in a Gaussian case, the mean and the covariance, and these are a function of the observations and the priors, and then cycling through until some convergence is attained. And here, what's good is that once you obtain the clean posterior, an estimate of the clean posterior, we can derive MFCCs easily from them for verification. So just some experimental results. What we did is we used three data sets. Initially, we used TMIT. Then we also used the MIT Mobile Device Speaker Verification Corpus. Then we also tried it out on the SRE 2004 COPRA. So initial results here are for TMIT, and what we did is we trained a UBM with a subset using training data from a subset of 300 speakers. There are 630 speakers in total. And then we corrupted the speech using additive white Gaussian noise. I'll present results for realistic noise later. And then we use two test utterances per speaker. So what happens is that we can generate for the 630 speakers, we can generate 1,260 true trials, and then we select a random subset of 10 speakers to act as imposters, and then we compute each scores for each trial. And we also compare, we try to implement this work by Castaldo and his co-authors, which is a feature domain intercession compensation technique, which entails learning a projection matrix to project the features into a session-independent subspace where verification will be more robust. The details are in that paper. I won't go through them. And just a brief table of some results. For the TMIT case, when we're adding additive white Gaussian noise, we sweep through some SNRs. And then we just take from the raw data, we compute MFCCs, and the top line shows you if we just obtain the MFCCs without first applying anything to, without, you know, just raw. And then if we obtain MFCCs after we've enhanced the log spectra, we obtain the second line using the VB technique. Our implementation of FDIC was able to drop, was able to work in this, in the low SNR cases. In the high SNR cases, it seemed to have broken down in our implementation. This we can investigate. This is just a plot for in the 30 dB case for TIMIT, and we see that the equal error rate drops there by half, and that's the case across these SNRs we investigated. We also looked at adding other types of noise. We added factory noise, and this noise was obtained from the NoiseX 92 data set. And the results are similar, only the figures are different, you know, at different SNRs because of the type of noise. But we still see that that almost halving in this domain. Here it's not as good, but this is because the, you know, this is very almost clean conditions. Now, in when we applied this to the MIT M data set, we wanted to show the difference, you know, what happens when we have mismatch. We used data obtained in an office and tested it with test data from a noisy street intersection. When we observe the mismatch, you know, as it jumps up to 28% when the test data is from an intersection, when our models were trained with office data. And when we apply the VB technique, it reduces to 24%. For SRE experiments, we use this the O4 copra. These are the details. We used UBMs with 512 mixture coefficients and 19-dimensional MFCCs with raster and kept from mean normalization. What happened here is that we only obtained modest gains when we applied the whole this, and this may be due to, you know, our baseline system had an EER of 13.8, and we were only able to get it to 13.4. This may be due to the fact that we think that the formulation requires models trained on clean speech, and that's the reason for our modest gains when we compare to what we get with TIMIT and the other data set. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll have time for one quick question.
I have a question. Did you try to use other type of speech enhancing algorithms, such as window filtering, to obtain the enhanced speech and then use the enhanced speech to do speaker verification?
No, we did not. But we've tried other in earlier work. We tried using F-frame Mala, but we were investigating that in a speaker ID context, but not in this context. That is something we should do.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Let's ask our other again. Okay.